Megan raced up the stairs and into the bedroom. When she felt Megan enter the room, Juliet looked up.
You know, don't you, Megan? You've guessed.
Yes, but I don't understand any of it.
Then I'll tell you. Why not? You can't do anything about it now. It's because of Martha, your grandmother. She was my stepsister.
That's not true. My grandmother only had one stepsister. Her name was Etta. She died soon after my great-grandmother married her father.
Etta. I am Julietta. I was 15 when my father married Lily Lewis. I hated her on sight. But I hated Martha even more.
But why? Why did you hate them?
Because we didn't need them. I told my father when my mother died that I'd take care of him. Then we came here on vacation, and he met that Lily, and everything changed. She was shameless, chasing him, a widow with a child to support. He married her, and we moved to this awful house. He never had time for me after that.
No one has ever talked about that time very much. I knew you died, but I never knew how or why. No one ever said.
Well, of course they didn't. If you had killed someone, would your family talk about it?
Killed? You said it was a boat accident that took your life.
It wasn't the accident that killed me. Our boat hit a rock and we were both thrown overboard. But the crash didn't kill either of us.
Us?
Martha and me.
What?
I was knocked unconscious. Your sweet, kind grandmother clung to the side of the boat and watched while I drowned.
She wouldn't have done that. Never.
She stole my life! She hated me as much as I hated her. I would never have got into that boat with her, but my father insisted. He said it was my fault that she was lonely and that I had stolen all of her friends. I hated Martha for turning him against me, and I told her so. I ordered her to turn the boat around. She refused. I tried to take the oars from her, but she fought me. Then we hit the rock, and Martha let me drown.
No! I think she tried to save you. You couldn't have known because you were unconscious. I think you hate her so much you don't want to believe she tried.
She was the one who should have died! But it's all right now. I'm getting even. At last. Your mother never knew what happened to her. Neither did Hillary.
You did it all? Everything?
Everything. The car accident, Thomas's bicycle, your father's ladder, even the drawings.
But why? My friends and family never did anything to you.
Because you care about them, and Martha cared about you. I knew she loved you, and I could take my precious revenge on you and your family and friends. Can't you see that simple justice?
You wanted me to think it was Donnie or Vicky, and they hadn't done anything. It was all you.
They didn't matter. And now you will take my place in my world, and I will take yours forever. That's justice. You know, Megan, it is uncanny how much you look like your grandmother. Isn't that funny? I'll spend my whole life looking exactly like the woman I hate most. That's your father leaving for the hospital. Now I have to get ready to go out. You do get it that the only reason Justin wasn't hurt is that I want him for myself, don't you? I'm going to take very good care of him for you, I promise.
I am Megan, and I want to be me again. I am Megan, and I want to be me again.
Forget it, Megan. I left out one very important detail when you agreed to switch. Remember when I said your consent was necessary for the trade? Well, so is mine. It's supposed to be an honor kind of thing. You give me your life for a week, and I give it back. Willingly. Only I seem to have misplaced my honor. I guess I lost it when I drowned in that lake, thanks to your grandmother.
Oh, Juliet, you can't do this. You have to give my life back to me. You can't keep it.
Oh, yes, I can. And I'm going to. See you, Meg. What am I saying? I won't be seeing you at all, will I? As of midnight, you're history. You should curse the day Martha Lewis was born. as I have cursed it for 46 years.
Across town, Justin was alone in his room, thinking about Megan. He was probably being loopy, minding the change in her. But the truth was, he missed the old Megan. The Megan who never flirted with the other guys, and was nice to people, and cared about her family. Then he remembered a comment Megan had made a few days ago. Something weird is going on at my house. If only Justin could remember what it was. Maybe then he'd understand why she'd changed. Justin sat up in his chair. Megan's best friends, her mother, her brother, all had been hurt. Why hadn't he realized that she could be next? Justin jumped to his feet and ran out of the room. Floating in a limbo of blackness, Megan could hear the big mantel clock in the den downstairs ticking away the seconds stubbornly. It was 11 o'clock now. Megan's mind raced. She wanted her life, and Megan was going to get it back. But how?
Julia will have to give her consent. Willingly. What would make her do that? Think, Megan, think. There has to be a way.
Megan would have to do something to make Juliet want to let go. She'd have to scare her. But what was Juliet afraid of?
The lake. Juliet is terrified of the lake. But how terrified? Enough to make her leave my body to escape the dark water? And how can I get Juliet out on that water? Would she go out on that lake with someone she liked and trusted? Someone like Justin! If only I can find him before Juliet does!